Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Okay, imagine this file lands on your desk. It's marked classified, maybe parts are blacked out. And inside, there are these hints, these whispers about, well, something hidden deep in our DNA. Not just random code, but something that looks almost like instructions, like a program.
It's a fascinating starting point, absolutely. But we do need to be careful right off the bat. Genomics involves immense data sets and, you know, finding patterns. Sometimes they look real. Significant even, but they turn out to be, well,
statistical ghosts.
Yeah, exactly. Statistical fantasies, illusions in the noise. So this idea of ancient programming, provocative, yes, but the evidence needs to be rock solid.
Okay, let's ground it then. Clue number one, think back, way back to the early days of genetics, 1915.
Right, University of Edinburgh, a very different world technologically.
And this team, sifting through what were basically the first genetic libraries, they noticed something odd, a specific bit of DNA.
Yeah.
And the weird part was, it only seemed to switch on or get expressed once every 37 generations.
Which is a really long time.
Mm.
A generation being, what, 20, 30 years? So 37 of those? You're looking back almost 1,000 years each cycle.
Exactly. A millennium.
And back then, distinguishing a real signal from, well, just randomness or an error in their methods, that was incredibly hard. So a 37-generation cycle, it would have seemed.
This is bizarre.
Highly unusual, yes. From an evolutionary standpoint, things usually change much faster or much, much slower. This sits in a very strange middle ground, probably dismissed as, like you said, a statistical ghost.
Anomaly.
A flicker.
Yeah.
Easily ignored.
Okay.
But then clue number two arrives. This exact same fragment starts popping up again.
Oh.
Yeah. In analyses from totally different people, different continents, different ethnicities, different points in history.
Okay. Now that is interesting. The same fragment.
The very same.
Yeah.
And every time they crunched the numbers, it pointed back to that same 37-generation frequency, like clockwork. Right. The consistency across such diverse groups, that really does make random anomaly much harder to swallow. The odds of the same weird pattern repeating like that independently, vanishingly small.
Some researchers even gave it a name, sort of tentatively, the primordial reset.
Primordial reset suggests something fundamental is being switched, doesn't it?
It does, like a signature maybe, or a trigger lying dormant. It hints at something woven deep into the human story right from the start.
It certainly implies a shared element across humanity that's incredibly old and persistent.
Mm.
But what it does, that's the massive question.
Which brings us to clue three. Our researcher, Dr. Liam Rayner, he decided this wasn't just noise. He started digging into this primordial reset, preparing to actually publish.
Okay, someone taking it seriously in more modern times.
Yes. He gathered data, built his case, and then just days before his work was supposed to come out, he disappeared.
Disappeared completely.
Vanished. Poof.
Well, that's dramatic. A researcher disappearing right before publishing controversial work obviously sets off alarm bells. We have to be careful about jumping to conclusions, but the timing is
suspicious.
Extremely suspicious, yes. What exactly was he focusing on? Did he think he knew what the reset meant?
We don't know for sure, which leads to clue four. The only thing found in his office afterwards was a single envelope addressed to a colleague in his handwriting.
And the contents?
Never made public. But the story, Rayner, his research, the disappearance, it sort of became this cautionary tale whispered about in some genetic circles, like an academic ghost story.
And presumably research on the primordial reset kind of dried up after that.
Seems like it, which is disturbing in itself, right?
Yeah.
Science relies on open discussion.
Absolutely. Suppression of findings or even just the chilling effect of something like a disappearance, It hinders progress.
Was it active suppression, or did people just get spooked and back away? Hard to tell from the outside. And that silence brings us pretty much to today and why some geneticists are starting to feel, well, a bit haunted. Clue number five is a year, 2033.
2033. Why that year?
Think about population history. There was a significant expansion, a kind of boom, back in the 12th century. Do the math.
Ah, from the 12th century.
Yeah.
Add roughly 37 generations.
Mm-hmm.
And you land.
Right around 2033.
Okay. So if that 37-generation cycle is real and consistent,
then 2033 is the next expected tick of the clock, the next potential activation window for this primordial reset.
That predictive element is quite something. It moves it from just looking back at patterns to potentially forecasting something,
yeah,
if the cycle holds true.
If. And this is where it gets even stranger. Clue number six. This is more anecdotal. Reports are starting to trickle in, things that are hard to pin down scientifically.
Like what?
Scattered accounts, unverified, you know. But some parents and doctors noticing odd similarities in young children born recently. Unrelated kids showing almost identical facial expressions at the same time. Synchronized, unusual behaviors in groups.
Hmm. Synchronicity. That's always tricky territory scientifically. Easy to see patterns where none exist.
Totally. But then there's this other part. Reports of shared dreams or maybe dreamlike phrases kids are repeating. And the phrase is often the same. It's almost time.
Okay, it's almost time. Coupled with the 2033 projection, that is unsettling. Anecdotal evidence is weak. Scientifically speaking, we have to stress that. Subjective reports, confirmation bias. Lots of pitfalls.
Absolutely. Huge grain of salt needed.
But the fact these whispers are happening now, coinciding with this predicted window, it does make you pause. Are we missing something subtle?
And then there's the final piece, clue seven. Since Rehner vanished, try finding serious discussion of the primordial reset in academic journals, databases, even online forums where geneticists chat.
Let me guess. It's gone.
Pretty much vanished. Scrubbed clean. Mentions seem to have just evaporated over the years.
Wow. Okay, that's more than just research fading away. Data, entire topics don't just disappear from scientific discourse like that without effort. That points towards active suppression.
Potentially. Yeah.
Who would do that? And why?
Excellent questions. If this fragment is real, present across all human populations, activating on this timescale, what could it possibly be for? What kind of global biological event operates on a nearly 1,000-year cycle?
It pushes the boundaries of what we think evolution does, doesn't it?
Completely. Evolution usually works through selection pressure, random changes, not, you know, pre-programmed updates across millennia. So if 2033 is a trigger, what kind of update are we talking about? Biological, cognitive, something else entirely?
It's mind-bending. And look, we have to keep saying this is deep into speculative territory based on clues, patterns, disappearances. Not hard proof.
Absolutely. The skeptical view is crucial here. We see a strange correlation, the 37-gen cycle, a disturbing event, Rehner, some anecdotal weirdness. It's easy for the human brain to connect those dots into a conspiracy or a grand design. We need concrete, verifiable evidence.
But that 37-generation interval, it's so specific, so consistent in the data that was reported. And Rehner's disappearance, the vanishing data, it hangs there. For me, looking at this primordial reset, I can almost see the ghost of some ancient programming.
And I see the potential for misinterpreting complex data, for coincidence masquerading as destiny. The challenge is finding the truth within that ambiguity.
So let's recap the puzzle pieces. We have this recurring DNA code, a researcher who got too close and vanished, this steady 37-generation clock ticking away for potentially thousands of years, these recent strange whispers about synchronized kids, the data seemingly erased, and the year 2033 looming.
It's a compelling collection of anomalies, certainly.
If our DNA really is like biological software,
then a timed recurring activation sequence across the entire species raises fundamental questions about its origin and purpose.
Who's pushing the update? Something to think about.